Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Rolling Stone magazine is 50 years old, and HBO last night debuted a documentary on Rolling Stone magazine. I didn't see it because I was wasting my time watching that Monday Night Football game. I should have switched over to this deal, but I did DVR it, so I will check that out. Rolling Stone magazine.
Is it about the drugs and stuff that the writers were doing?
I think it's about the history of the magazine and its impact on the culture. And I don't know about you, but if I think about where I got my rock and roll education, that would be one of the top places. I learned about rock and roll from, well, like the DJs on the radio. My sister bought all the records and brought them into the house.
The King Biscuit Flower Hour.
So from that. But I would say the DJs talking about it on the radio and Rolling Stone magazine would probably be the two places.
Like Rolling Stone, Circus, and Kerrang magazine. Those three. Even Heavy Metal magazine a little bit.
Yeah. I think they're playing that and all then month MTV. Long on HBO.
And then MTV.
Okay, Kevin Spacey. He's checked into that same sex rehab joint that Harvey Weinstein is in. The same one that Tiger Woods went to. That's $36,000 a month for that rehab spot there in Arizona. Sting says he's not doing anything with the police to celebrate the band's 40th anniversary. The Stinger says, I greatly appreciate the police and what we achieved as a band. I'll certainly raise a glass of wine with my compatriots, but I don't think anything else. Maybe the record company will release something, but I'm not sure. 40 years is a significant number of years, but I'm not terribly sentimental about that kind of anniversary in any way.
If he's not going to take $9 million to play one show or two shows, you know, $9 million a pop at Desert Trip, he's not going to do a tour or nothing with that.
The nominees for the induction into the 2018 Songwriters Hall of Fame have been picked. And yes, there are some classic rockers in there. John Mellencamp is in there. Oh, I think he should belongs in just for the Pink Houses and Jack and Diane,
yeah,
right?
The Americana.
Put him in there. Chrissy Hynde is in there. Alice Cooper has been nominated. Now, they've been nominated. It doesn't mean that they're going to get in because there's a bunch of other songwriters who are in there, including these guys. And this is probably what's going to keep John Mellencamp. Oh, I don't have my phonograph up here. Do you have my cassette player?
Yeah.
Up here. Kool and the Gang is up for the Songwriting Hall of Fame.
I love
You know
Kool
this?
And the
what
Gang.
Song is this, Brad? Name that tune.
She's tight? No, she's good. she's what?
You'll get it here in a second. The Rolling Stones are already in the Rock and Roll, the Songwriting Hall of Fame.
She's
that's
fresh.
That's it. She's fresh.
That's it.
It's the song Fresh from Kool and the Gang. So they're up for the Hall of Fame there. All right. I guess we got to wait till they start singing about the Fresh, and then we can turn down the cassette player. Here it comes.
Oh, I'm not.
Exciting.
But the best line they ever wrote on a song was the song Misled. She's as heavy as a Chevy. Do you remember that one?
She's as heavy as a Chevy.
Do you remember that one? The song from Misled. She's as heavy as a Chevy. Pure excitement. Look up the lyrics for that. We need to get that one exact. The lyrics for the Kool and the Gang's Misled. Now, Keith Richards has written some good lyrics in his day, and he talked to Harper's Bazaar magazine about how he and Mick Jagger worked together in the songwriting process in one of their best tunes, Beast of Burden. He says to the writer of Harper's Bazaar, there are only two kinds of songs, honey.
There are only two kinds of songs, honey.
The beautifully smooth ones that are plainly obvious when they come to you and the ones that give you a hard time. And he says, Beast of Burden, he says, those who say it's about one woman in particular, they've got it all wrong. People think it's about Marianne Faithfull or Anita Pallenberg or some other woman.
One of the other ones. Yeah.
He says, I've always felt it's one of my best soul songs. It was another strict collaboration between Mick and me. I think I had the first verse, I'll Never Be Your Beast of Burden, along with the hook. Some of the theories, Keith says, surrounding it are very intriguing, the song Beast of Burden, but they're about as divorced from reality as can be. I find it quite amusing that there are people in the world who spend a lot of time trying to decode something that is, at the end of the day, completely undecodable. I mean, even I've forgotten the code. So he doesn't even really remember. He says it's not about one or two girls specifically.
Yeah.
It's about he's not sure what it's, who it's about.
Yeah. And if you want to know, well, and Keith writing songs, just the song Some Girls. That pretty much lays it out right there, doesn't it? Yeah. As for Kool and the Gang and Misled.
What's that lyric?
She's as heavy as a Chevy, pure excitement, Misled.
They ought to be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame just for that. She's as heavy as a Chevy.
I can't resist her. I'm a puppet when she plays me.
Yeah. All right. That's the trash.